Matt and Mark from Three Count Thursday. We are recording a website exclusive interview. We are pumped to be joined by Samira. Samira, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing
great.
Well, doing well. No complaints from me.
Good.
Mark, you good?
I'm doing great. Just like Tony
right.
the Tiger. Well, now the dog's upset.
Your dog is not doing great. All right. So, Samira, we'll just jump right in. The first question we always kind of like to ask any of our guests is, when did you become a fan of wrestling?
I became a fan of wrestling about 2007. My brother was starting to get into wrestling because my uncle was a fan of wrestling, been a fan since he was a kid. So I started to jump on the bandwagon, and of course he'd come in as like a John Cena fan, so I was like a big John Cena fan at the time. And, you know, it's always been in the family, so I just like gravitated toward it and been a fan ever since.
All right, and so Cena was he... He was the one. Who were some other wrestlers that you first noticed early on that kind of got you hooked?
Cena, Orton, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Candice, Michelle, Beth. Like, there were so many wrestlers that got me into it, and I just, like, stayed with it. I loved it.
Was that more or less the SmackDown side? Were the brands still split in 2007?
I think they were. Maybe they were still split in 2007.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, because most of the wrestlers you named, I think, were heavily on the SmackDown brand.
Because I remember at the time, it was like Orton versus Cena. That's what I can only remember from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They had some pretty good series of matches.
Yeah, they've had a good feud over the past many years.
So that's really kind of what got you hooked into the wrestling business was Orton and Cena feud, and then, and of course, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, many like great legends and future Hall of Famers like got me into the business, and I've loved it ever since then.
Oh, very nice.
You said your uncle was a fan. Did he kind of give you then like a history lesson? Like, I know some of my family members, when I got into it, in like the 90s kind of gave me that rundown of who they liked in the 80s. So did that happen for you too?
Yeah, my uncle like gave me the rundown like, oh, this is what happened before all of this, like, and let me know about everything. And then I was learning as I was going along too. So it was really awesome.
That's usually what happens. You get a family member that's kind of into it and they kind of draw you into it. That's great.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then, like, you know, my uncle, my grandfather, when he was alive, he, like, would come home every Saturday and would watch it Saturday. I believe it was on Saturday morning or Saturday night. And he'd watch it. And then my uncle, you know, stayed with it. And then he got me with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Saturday mornings, they used to have quite a few wrestling shows on before the Monday nights really kicked off.
Yeah, it was super cool, and I thought it was just, like, cool how it, like, is passed down, and I hope to, you know, hopefully all my kids one day will like the wrestling business, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I feel the same way. My son's really into it. My daughter, not so much, but no, it's nice when you can share that, your love of the wrestling business with your kids or your close friends and family. That's fantastic. It brings everybody together.
Yeah, I agree. Like, my mom, like, she would watch In-N-Out, and now she, like, watches it with me a lot, and I just like that. And, like, she goes to the shows with me, and she has a good time with that. I love doing that, and it brings a lot of people together.
Yeah, it's amazing. Have you attended a lot, or do you remember your first, like, say, WWE show, or did you go to an indie show first, or?
I first went to a WWE show. It was, like, around that Orton time, Orton Cena feud, and they had come to us, and like I was just like so excited to be there, like all those matches, and you know, as a kid, it means like so much to you, and it was just like it was so awesome, and I just knew I knew I was gonna stick with this like for a while. I knew I was gonna love this.
So are Cena and Orton still like? I mean, they're both. Obviously still involved, Orton more so than Cena at this point. Are those two still some of your favorites, or have they been kind of eclipsed by the newer guys?
Orton is still one of my favorites of all time. Cena has, like, lessened. I respect, you know, his work and everything that he does, but he's not one of my top favorites, but Orton still is. Finn Balor, the newer guys, Finn, Andrade, Aleister Black, there's so many people on the roster that I absolutely enjoy watching, and, like, even the older guys, I still, like, enjoy them, but some of these newer guys, they really have a lot of talent.
Have you gotten to meet any of your favorites?
Oh yeah, I have met Randy. He's a very nice guy. I actually know his mom. It is kind of funny. And I've met Finn as well. I've met a lot of superstars over the past couple of years, all very nice people. And I just enjoy doing that. I enjoy, like, meeting them and, you know, seeing what they're like outside of, you know, the whole acting in them as a person.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you said you knew, or you met Randy Orton's mother. Is that what you said?
Her and I became friends over Twitter in 2014, so her and I have been friends ever since then.
Well, that's funny. Okay. I never really heard much about Randy Orton's mother. I know when I first started watching wrestling in the 80s, his dad, Bob Orton, was really popular.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy. I've met him as well. They're such a very nice family, and you know, I just think they're, like, they're really good. Like, they're really nice people, and I've enjoyed, like, being friends with his mom. She's such a sweet lady, and I hope to meet her sometime soon in the future.
Oh, that's perfect. I hope that happens. That'd be great.
Thank you.
So aside from being, like, the fan, you're also now doing the backstage interviewing and whatnot. What made you kind of want to make that leap from being just a fan to kind of getting involved in the wrestling scene in some aspect?
Well, it was actually, like, it came out of nowhere for me. I always, like, you know, thought about being in the wrestling business, but I didn't know how, because I didn't want to be a wrestler. I cannot take pain. And last year, you know, I was at a point in my life, like, I was a freshman in college, and I was a general studies major. I'm like, okay, you know, what am I going to do from here? Like, I need to pick something. And I was going between, like, education with kids, like secondary education, and communications. And I love people, and I love kids. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And I had got involved with this wrestling news website. And the guy that ran the site, him and I got along pretty well. And soon enough, like, he put me in a position of being their correspondent. And I did a couple of interviews with them. And when I did my first interview with Kelly Kelly over the phone, I just, like, knew. I was like, oh, my gosh, I want to do this for, like, the rest of my life. This is definitely something I enjoy doing. And then when I got to go and do in-person ones, I just knew, like, I love doing it. Like, getting the feeling to travel, because I love traveling, and then with wrestling, I loved wrestling so much, like, as a kid, from being a fan and now doing it, I was like, this is what I want to do, and I enjoy it, and, like, getting to meet these people that I've looked up to, and just doing it all, I've had such a great time, and I want to continue to do this.
Wow, that's incredible. Good for you. You're starting to live out your dream, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's incredible, and I'm, you know, reaching out for any opportunity I can get and just working with people, and I just absolutely love it, and, like, meeting all these different types of people, and they're just so nice.
So now to kind of jump on that, like, when you've met some of these people, have there ever been any instances at this point where you've just been starstruck, like when you met Randy for the first time maybe, or doing any of your interviews, have you come across as like, wow, I'm really talking to this person who I've looked up to for a while?
Definitely Randy. He was the first one I've ever been starstruck over, because I've looked up and, like, watched him for many, many years, and he's always been a favorite of mine. So when I had first saw him, I was just like, oh my God, you know, that's Randy Orton. And it was funny because I had met him in, like, a crazy way. I ended up getting, like, a blurry ringside selfie picture with him, and then he had saw that on Twitter and got a security guard to take me backstage for a retake, so I thought that was, like, super nice of him. So seeing him there, like, in person, for just, like, I was completely starstruck, like, oh my God, that's him, and he had me come back here for that, like, super nice. And then I would say for interviewing-wise, who I got really starstruck for was Kelly. Then I did a phone interview with her, and then when I got the chance to meet her in person, I was starstruck because she was one of the first women that, like, was really, like, an impact on me when I first started watching. So I was just like, oh, my gosh, that's Kelly Kelly.
Well, that's really neat. So you were at a live show, and you kind of got a selfie with Orton, and you put it on Twitter, and he saw that, and he brought you backstage.
Yeah, like, it came out blurry. Like, my hands were shaking. Like, I was, I think, 15 at the time. My hands were shaking. Like, I couldn't believe it that he was there. And, I posted out. Like, I was happy either way, and then it was intermission, and then the next match comes up, and security comes up to me, like, saying, oh, are you Samir? Like, Randy wanted me to come and get you for a retake. He saw it was blurry, and I was just like, is this actually happening?
Wow, that's incredible. That's a really neat story. You don't hear that kind of thing happen very often. That's really neat.
Yeah, it was very, very nice of him. I was just so happy, so starstruck about, like, the whole thing. It still, makes me happy to this day, like, that, he goes out of his way for that. That was just really nice of him.
Yeah, that really is. That's fantastic. And then Kelly, she was a former Divas champion, if I recall correctly. I think she won the title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forget who she beat. Actually, I think I saw her win the title in Baltimore at a live. I think it was either Raw or SmackDown tape they were doing, but she wasn't around too long, but it sounds like she certainly made a big impression on you, that's for sure.
Yeah, as a kid, like, you attached yourself to them, and, like, I thought she was always so happy, and I thought she was just so awesome, and then finally getting to meet her in person, it was just super cool, and she was so nice.
Oh, that's great.
So jumping into the next question here, at any time we have a female guest on our show, we like to kind of talk about, your opinions on the state of women's wrestling. We've come a long way from the initial AJ Lee tweet about the women's revolution to where we are now, where, they have their own pay-per-view, their own Royal Rumble, and we might be seeing the main event at WrestleMania this year. So as a fan, how's this whole experience been for you, kind of seeing how women's wrestling has grown to where it is now?
As a fan, I think it's really amazing that how far it has come, because I remember, these women, like, were only seen as, like, the further looks and, like, not really seen as in-ring performers. They've only gotten, like, short match times, like, they weren't seen as that. And just the other day, I was looking, there was a thread on Twitter about, like, these women, like, how they were, like, not treated well for, only being seen as, like, for their looks, like I was saying, and it's just so sad. And, like, now to see, like, many years later, there's this change, and people are talking about it, like, the change that is happening. Like, they deserve how far they've come, because they have the talent, they have what it takes, they want this, and I have, like, so much respect for them, and I'm happy that this is what's happening for the women, because they can do this.
Okay, it's so amazing too how quickly it came about. It just seems to be a few years since that women's revolution really took off, so it's very exciting and incredible where how far they can they haven't even scratched the surface about how far they can really go with this.
It's amazing. It's, and they're taking it. They're taking their opportunity, and they're running with it, and they're doing such an amazing job, and I enjoy watching it. They're doing such a fantastic job.
They really are. It's a great time to be a fan, especially women's wrestling. And some of the women's wrestling, I mean, you don't even realize, and I don't mean this in a negative way, that it's women's wrestling. It's right up there on par with the men's wrestling, as it should be. It's amazing how far it's come as a fan. It really is incredible.
Yeah, it's very happy to see. And it's just like, this is what they deserve. Like, they're working so hard for it, and they're proving themselves, and they really deserve this.
Kind of speaking on that then, the two main players we're seeing right now, there's three with Becky Lynch, but it seems like Ronda and Charlotte are kind of always involved in the main events of these women's wrestling matches that we're seeing pushed so heavily. So what are your thoughts on that, kind of, you know, Ronda coming a little late to the party but being pushed right to the top, and then Charlotte with the Flair name attached to her always kind of involved as well, and it kind of seems to overshadow the Beckys and the Sashas and the Ember Moons. Is that how you see it as well, or are you kind of just a big fan of what they're doing too?
I'm kind of half and half about both of it. I mean, Charlotte and Ronda, they do have what it takes. They are both hard workers, and they do want this. They want best for women's wrestling, best for the company. And on the other hand, yes, I get, like, you know, the other girls are not getting the push like that, too. And I know I wanted to see Becky versus Ronda, because it didn't make sense to me as to why then Charlotte getting in this match as well, because it was originally starting out with Becky and Ronda, but I feel, you know, it's a half and half. Like, Charlotte and Ronda, they're working hard to get to where they want to go, but it's also, you know, not right because there's female superstars in the back that, you know, don't really get much TV time that, you know, deserve an opportunity as well.
And kind of go one step further with that. What are your thoughts on then Stephanie McMahon and, you know, her kind of involvement in all of this? Because she always seems to be front and center too. Is it something you're okay with? I mean, she does play the heel role fantastically, but at the same time, she's kind of inserted in this as well, and she's done even less actually in the ring at this point.
I still think, you know, she does play an important role in all this, considering she's, like, one of the top female, like, how do you say it? Like, a top female, like, role. She plays a big role for the women in the industry, alongside, like, her husband and her brother and her dad. Like, she's, like, the top one. So, like, it matters, like, her voice. She's, like, representing kind of, like, the women. And, you know, she wants what's best, and I'm sure, like, even, like, her dad and everybody, they want what's best. But as for her, like, as a woman, like, it does, like, matter, like, for her to help them out.
It's a great time to be a fan of women's wrestling, that's for sure. Especially, do you watch anything really with NXT? Do you follow that much at all?
Yeah, I do follow NXT as well.
Yeah, they've got a really amazing group of women wrestlers just up and coming yet. So the future looks extremely bright for women's wrestling in WWE.
Yeah, NXT, like, the women, the men, it's such a great program that they have there and how they're showcasing it. I know I enjoy watching every week, and the women, they're just absolutely killing it and dominating it down there, and I can't wait to see what they'll do up here in the main roster.
Now, as at the indie shows, I'm sure you've come across quite a few of the women wrestlers and even some of the male wrestlers that have come through the indie shows that you're at, and to see them move to NXT or up to the main roster, how exciting is that to know that you know, may have interacted with them or you saw them on a smaller scale?
It's exciting. It's like you see them beforehand and then you see them grow. It's like you feel so excited for them, and it's just awesome to see, and I'm like happy for a lot of them. They're doing such a good job and they deserve it, and they're working so hard for their dream, and then for it to like accomplish, like, I can only imagine how they feel about it, and they're gonna kill it up there, and they're doing what they love, you know. It's so awesome to see them so happy and excited about it.
It's great. I love seeing the women at the indie shows and women wrestlers, male wrestlers, doesn't matter, then to see them when they get called up to NXT, then you're like, hey, I remember them when. Not that you had anything to do with it other than being a fan, but it's just a really neat connection you can kind of get with them.
Yeah, I know. It's so exciting just to see it all happen, and then just seeing them on the show, it's just like, wow. You know, they came from there, and now they're here. Like, that's just so awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing sometimes, just, you know, the level of stardom some of them reach, and just to think that you saw them wrestle in front of a small crowd at a local show. That just goes to show you how important indie wrestling really is.
Very important. They have a lot of talent there. Going to many indie shows, like, they have a lot of talent. And I hope to see them all grow and, like, get where they want to go.
pretty solid segue to my next question, then, Mark. When we were talking about, you know, the WWE roster and the NXT, so Samir, in your opinion, who has the better? And when I say better, I mean like which do you enjoy more right now? Are you enjoying what they're doing down in NXT with kind of the super indie feel to it, or do you just prefer the big stage of WWE?
Oh, man, that's tough. Well, the main roster has been surprising me in the past couple of weeks with these NXT call-ups and surprise returns. I don't know, they're pushing me that way, but I've always been saying NXT, and I think I'm going to stick with my answer and say NXT. They have, like, so much talent. I always get excited to watch it on Wednesday night. I wish it was more than 1 hour. So I think I'm going to stick with the NXT roster.
Yeah, NXT is so exciting right now. Now, did you ever get into the NXT UK? I know that's kind of seems to be an acquired taste for some people.
I have heard about it. I've seen like a couple of clips, but I haven't watched it yet. But I know they're as good as the NXT roster here in America. And, you know, I want to take a look at that and see what they're up to.
Yeah, actually it's very exciting. I'm still trying to get behind some of the characters personally, but it's the wrestling on there is so solid, and they have a good crop of female wrestlers coming in there too. So it's very exciting to see.
Yeah, they got the likes of Toni Storm, Rhea Ripley, and so many others. Like, it's really exciting to see all this happen.
It is. I mean, honestly, a few years ago, I never would have thought the women's wrestling would be the point that it is now. It's just, it's great to see it. I mean, like I said, a few years ago, I never would have thought it would be at the level that it's at. And it's like I said before, it's a great time to be a professional wrestling fan in general.
Yeah, it keeps growing by each year, and like they're given more opportunities, and it's just great to see happen.
Another good segue there, Mark, talking about how it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. So I saw on your social media, Samir, you know, were at a convention, a lot of pictures with this upcoming roster for AEW. What are your thoughts on the promotion? Do you think that AEW is kind of fit in with the other big hitters like WWE, Impact, New Japan, Ring of Honor? Like, what's your excitement level for the next All-In show?
I'm very excited for it. When they announced the first All-In show, I was like, wow, like, they're going to do this. And then the show was so amazing. I remember watching it. It was so awesome. I think they'll definitely make it far with their company. They're such nice people, and they run an amazing show. I think it'll work its way up as a top indie promotion. And, you know, they have what it takes. They know what they're doing. And they got an amazing roster ahead of them. And, you know, it's just so amazing. Like, Brandi Rhodes, they want to do equal pay. And, you know, they have, like, a lot. I'm just, like, I'm so excited about it. I'm, like, really excited for them. And, you know, I hope, like, all the best for them. I know people are really excited, the fans, and now they're all into, or I should say Double or Nothing, coming up. They got a great match card. I honestly think they're going to go far.
Do you think we see Ty Dillinger at this next one?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I thought about that. I've been thinking about some of, you know, the recently released. And I think possibly he might be there.
What about CM Punk?
I don't know. It's crazy, like, the rumors over the past couple of years. I'm not sure if he'll be at this one. I don't think he'll come.
Yeah, I mean, the last one in Chicago probably would have made more sense, but, I mean, who knows? He might have seen how well that one did and say, you know what, I'll give this a shot out in Vegas.
Maybe. It's like, it's always rumored that he'll be there, he'll be here, and you never know. He could be there. It'd be interesting. It would be cool if it turns out, you know, as a big surprise. I think a lot of people will go nuts. I know I would enjoy that, seeing him back again. He's such a great wrestler, so it would be awesome to see him come back.
That would probably be the biggest wrestling story in the last 5 years or so, if Punk were to reappear in the wrestling scene. I'd be all for it.
Definitely.
And I think the fact that Chris Jericho is jumped into AEW too, that really gives it some more leverage and legitimacy. So it really is, once again, a very exciting time to be a wrestling fan. The indie scene is alive and well, and any more content you can get with AEW or any of these other shows is just, as a wrestling fan, it's fantastic.
It's very exciting. The wrestling lately has been very exciting. WWE, indie scene, anywhere. It's just been so exciting to be a fan lately with everything that's going on.
All right, so as a fan, what is the best live show that you've attended so far?
Well, maybe indie-wise, I want to say the last H2O show that I had went to, which was their Subterranean Violence Volume 4. It was so awesome to be there, and like all the stuff that they do is hardcore, and I loved it. I loved being there. Glass flying everywhere, barbed wire, plastic force. It was awesome. And I want to say, if I had to pick a WWE show, I want to say like a 2015 show was like March 2015. I got to see John Cena and Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. Like, there was so many good stuff that they had at the show.
I honestly have forgotten all about Bray until you just said his name, which is weird because, I mean, I used to be such a huge Wyatt family guy, and it's a shame that I don't even think of him anymore.
Well, yeah, he's been rumored to come back for weeks, and I've been waiting for him. Like, it's weird what they're doing. Like, they have Rowan with Brian, and I've been like, okay, where's Luke? Is there a possible Wyatt family reunion going to come up soon? Like, what's going on there?
Oh, I sure hope so. And the fact, Matt, that you forgot about Bray just shows you how deep the talent roster is becoming WWE anymore.
Yeah, it really is.
It's not a bad thing, but I'd love to see Bray come back too. I certainly miss him.
I hope he comes back, and you know, hopefully a Wyatt family reunion. It would be exciting. I would love to see that happen, and how the crowd would react to all that, and who they'd go up against.
Oh, I think the crowd would love it. He has such a following. He's such a different character. He's almost Undertaker-like with the following he seems to get. And he's still in the early stages of his career, so he's got a long way to go, I hope.
Got a lot of mileage left on him.
I sure hope so, yeah.
All right, so Samir, you're not too far from where we are in Central PA here, but, you know, on the East Coast in general, there's just a ton of wrestling promotions, which is a good thing when you think about it, but at the same time, I mean, there's just so much, you can't get to it all. So what are your kind of thoughts on it? Is it somewhat overwhelming for you? I think Mark and I go to as many as we can, but I think there's some weekends it's just like, man, I've gone to 3 wrestling shows in the past 3 weeks. I need a break. Do you see it that way, or are you still just kind of getting in as much as you can at this point?
I think it's super awesome that there's so many promotions around the area that, you know, wrestling is that big that there's so many promotions. I know I'm trying to get out there as much as I can for it, and, you know, I'm in college as well, so, you know, it all depends, like, with my college work and then, you know, getting out there for the shows. I know I love attending wrestling shows, but I could tell it could be overwhelming and tiring, like, sometimes, but it's good, you know, to get out there because it's fun. Those shows are so much fun, and I always have, like, such a good time going there and, you know, taking it all in, and, you know, it's just, like, the balance between, you know, work and college work and working there and, like, you know, the fun and stuff like that.
Now, sometimes you find that we'll have 2 really good indie shows within driving distance of each other on the same night, and it becomes difficult deciding which show you want to go see. So that's a good thing. It's such a healthy business right now.
Yeah, it's hard to pick. You know, you see the talents on the cards, and you're just like, man, I want to go there. And then it's on the same night, same time, and you're just like, you know, how do you leave one for the other? Like, it's just so good right now. The wrestling is just so good at the moment, and it just keeps growing.
And the indie scene, I'm sure, as you know, when you go to those shows, it's, and you start to see the same people over and over, it almost becomes like a family of, they become, just more than friends or acquaintances. It's almost like a family type affair when you go to these indie shows.
Yeah, you just like connect with the fans, like the talent. It's just so awesome to be around and see how much like people love wrestling and how you connect over this one thing, and everybody's just like so happy. It's just an amazing feeling to be there and just have a great time with a bunch of people.
All right, and speaking of great promotions we enjoy, we're going to talk a little bit now about H2O. I've gone to a couple of the shows. I went to the debut H2O show, and then there was one I went to around Christmas time. But, I mean, at this point, you know more about H2O than I do. So next show's coming up. What are some of the matches that you're really pumped about? Who are you looking to score the interviews with? You know, let's break down H2O here.
Oh, man. They just posted some of their match card for the show, and I'm very excited for this tournament and seeing, what's going to happen. Of course, I'm excited to see Maria Manic and, what she's going to do. Like, she's proven, like, how good she is in the ring against, like, the men. So I'm excited to see how far she'll go. Jeff Cannonball, he was very exciting to see at the last show. There's this match. I mean, this tournament is going to be very exciting. I'm excited to see what's going to happen and just to be there for it. There's so many people I want to interview there. I don't know who to start with. Like, it's exciting. It's really exciting. This H2O is just like a brand that everybody needs to see. It's like extreme. It's different.
Now, when you do your interviews, do you kind of have like a thing that you do? Like our one friend does Spinning Heel Kick podcast, and he kind of goes for like their uplifting backstory, whereas we just kind of go the straight and narrow route of like, tell us your story in general. Do you have something that you like to focus on when you do this, or do you just kind of go in there and just have a conversation?
I like to go in and have a conversation with them, not like make it feel like an interview, but like a conversation and let them have fun with it and for us to have a good time. It's nice to see them, open up and have fun about it and have some laughs. And yeah, I know, AJ from Spinning Heel Kick podcast, and it's great. Like, his work, I admire his work, like him going into their backstories. And, I like to see them have fun with what they're doing, and just like relax.
Because I think interviews are much more fun when they don't feel like an interview, where you're just kind of connected and almost just kind of shoot the breeze and kind of what's on your mind. Much more personal connection.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, that goes with, like, interviewer Alicia Tao. Like, she's awesome. Her and I are friends, and she does amazing work. Like, she's one of the reasons why I wanted to keep becoming an interviewer. She's awesome and somebody I look up to.
Now, you mentioned you're a fan of Maria Manic. Mark and I were talking before the show. I saw you had tweeted out the free Maria Manic thing. You know what happened on Twitter, why she kind of got shut down? It seems like Twitter usually has a lot of tolerance for really anything that goes on.
I think they said that she tried, she said that she was going to eat a man, if I saw that correctly.
Oh, wow, I think I saw that tweet.
Makes sense. She is the man eater.
Yeah, I was just like, what's happening? Because I tried to see, and they're like, free Maria Manic. And I had asked my friend, I said, what's going on? What happened to Maria? They're like, she got suspended for saying stuff. I was like, what? It's Maria, though.
Oh, she is a hilarious follow on Twitter. I love her. She is great.
Oh, she is so funny. I always like to see her tweets on my timeline, and I just like always laughing and showing it to my other wrestling friends. I'm like, you got to check out this woman. She is so funny.
Yeah, I'm sure you've met her too. She, and like, to meet her, she's just a genuinely nice person. She's funny, and the way she's developed her wrestling persona from going from the East Coast Barbie, I think she was the blonde hair, to what she is now, the brunette with the tattoos. I mean, she's always been muscular, but she just reinvented herself, and I think she's even more popular than she ever was.
Yeah, when I got to interview her at the last H2O show, she is just, you know, so real. Like, she's just herself, and I think she's just, like, super awesome and super badass. And, you know, she's not afraid of anything, and I think she's doing such an amazing job.
Yeah, it's really cool to see her story. Mark and I were talking about that, too, beforehand. Like, 4 years ago, we were her first podcast interview, and now every December we just make sure we have her on just to kind of see what's been going on in the life of Maria Manic since the last December. So it's cool to see her get this recognition that she is, and to get the notoriety to be suspended on Twitter. I mean, that doesn't just happen to anyone.
Yeah, I was just like, it's, you know, it's Maria. Like, that's who she is. Why they got to do that to her?
That's funny. Yeah, she. If anybody listening is not following her on Twitter, you really need to, because she's really, really funny. She's real is what it is. She just, whatever's on her mind, it's great.
She's hilarious. Like, I saw her Instagram story about the whole thing, like, how she's suspended. It's just, like, it's awesome to see that.
Yeah, she's a great follow Instagram or Twitter. Yeah, she's well worth it, that's for sure. They're well worth the follow.
All right, so we talked, or you saw the questions I sent. I said there'd be a rapid fire round. We cut down a little. I said 20. We went with 13 because it's unlucky, and we like to push boundaries here at Three Count Thursday. So I'll ask you the questions. Just give me your answer right off the bat, all right?
All right.
All right, Marvel Comics or DC Comics?
Marvel.
SmackDown or Raw?
SmackDown.
Favorite sport outside of wrestling?
NFL.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Favorite tag team of all time?
NWO.
The Rock, John Cena, or Batista, who's going to have the best movie career?
John Cena.
Favorite movie featuring a wrestler?
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Love it. All right. Favorite show on the WWE Network?
Oh, geez, there's so many. Swerved.
All right. Favorite pay-per-view?
Elimination Chamber.
Favorite weapon you've seen used in a death or hardcore match?
Thumbtacks.
Country you would most like to visit to see a wrestling show?
Oh, wow. Australia.
Mark, I put this one in for you. Hershey Park or Six Flags?
Oh my God. Six Flags.
Oh, Mark, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mark
Why?
Is the
Six Flags
season,
probably much closer
season
to you.
Pass holder at Hershey Park. He's there every
fan.
Day.
Just about, yep, when it's open. It's very close to me. It's about 10 miles away from my house, but I imagine you're probably much closer to Six Flags, so we'll let you slide.
I think it's like halfway for each. I'm more closer to Dorney Park. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Dorney Park
and Wild Water Kingdom.
Yeah, that's a really fun place, but I've enjoyed Six Flags more.
Yeah, Six Flags, I think, has some really good roller coasters, some thrill rides. And
I think they have the tallest roller coaster in the world, I heard. I've been on that. I was just, like, so scared, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. It's great. I think if roller coasters, this might sound silly at first, but if they went slower and you realized exactly how high you were, and, like, saw every twist and turn, I think you'd be even more scared.
I think some of them do that, though. To, like, you know, to scare you and be like, oh, my God, like, what is happening? Like, get me off the ride.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. It's, yeah. Hershey, next year, they're putting in a brand-new roller coaster. And I don't even know if it has a name yet, if it's going over in their Chocolate Town area that they're building. But I can't wait to see that thing. It's going to be incredible.
Oh my God!
Always bigger
and
better. Now, do you have a favorite ride at Six Flags?
Go ahead, Mark.
I was just wondering if you had a favorite ride at Six Flags.
Oh, definitely the tallest roller coaster. I think it's called King Ka.
Yes. Yep. I've never ridden it, but I've heard about it.
It's crazy at first, like, because you're standing in the line, and the line is long, obviously, and then you're just sitting there thinking, like, do I really want to get on this ride? And then you're just on there, and they, like, slowly take you up, and you're just like, you know what, maybe, like, can I, like, get off the ride? But then it ends up being super fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, being scared half to death is part of the fun. And then when you get off, it really is. It's hilarious.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark. Isn't the new one in Hershey going to have lights on it for, like, aircraft because it's going to be so tall?
Oh, you know what? Yes, it is. And the Harrisburg International Airport is not far from there. But, yeah, they are. It's extremely tall. And it's just ridiculous to think about because Hershey already has some really, really good roller coasters there. But, yeah, this one it'll bring the people in from all over the world, that's for sure.
Oh, wow, I didn't even hear that. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're doing an expansion to the park, and that's going to be like the centerpiece of their expansion for 2020 season. It won't be open, I guess it'll open around Memorial Day. 2020 is generally when they debut new rides.
Oh, wow.
So that's exciting. You have to plan your visit now for 2020.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets. All right, then, Samir. So that kind of wraps it up, but we always have, like, the one last question where it's not really a question. We just kind of give you the floor. So I know you got some stuff coming up. You know, we were talking about WrestleCon. You're doing some stuff there. So any upcoming shows that you're looking forward to that you're going to be in attendance that some of our listeners can come say, hey, you know, take the time to plug your social media, the YouTube channel. The floor is yours. So anything that we missed, feel free to let us know here.
Okay, thank you. I will be at the next H2O show, which is their tournament that will be on March 9th. I'll be there. And from there, I'm still, you know, talking with some indie wrestling promotions, trying to get out there. But from there, I know next I'll be at WrestleCon. I'll be doing, you know, interviews there and, you know, Mania that whole weekend. And then at the women's pay-per-view for H2O in May. And then hopefully, you know, stuff will definitely come up during both those times for me to do. My socials, Twitter and Instagram, it's Samira. YouTube, it's Samira. And, yeah, that's basically it. So thank you guys so much for having me on here. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, I did too. Thanks for chatting with us. I'm certainly going to follow you on Instagram. I'll track you down. And H2O, where exactly? Does that have like a home base or a home town that I'm not really familiar with H2O. I was doing a little research on it, but is there like a city that's generally hosts those shows?
I forget the town in Jersey that the like Blackwood or something, right?
It's I live like 2 hours away from it, and I'm like trying to think of it right now.
Okay, well that's okay. I thought maybe you were a little closer to it, but not. If you're 2 hours away, I don't. That works. That's commitment. You're committed.
Anything for wrestling. I love wrestling.
Well, that's
yeah,
great.
I know we plan to be at the women's show for them in May, right after the intergender bonanza that Stan Styles is doing. So we'll probably bump into you there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely see you guys there. I've been thinking about Stan Styles bonanza. Sounds really interesting, so I'm going to try and make it out there for that show as well.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us, and we'll make sure to keep track of your YouTube channel and everything like that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for your time. It was really nice chatting with you.
You too.